From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. 2 days of searching have not been successful in recovering a vehicle from the Eel River. On Tuesday and again on Wednesday, it was determined that water levels would allow the insertion of swift water rescue teams to conduct a bank search, as well as some limited probing using a long pole underwater to see if the vehicle or anything metallic could be located. Between those days, the teams were able to cover about 12 miles of riverbank. The teams were unsuccessful in locating the vehicle or any occupants of the vehicle. They were able to locate numerous items that appeared to have come from a vehicle body and interior, some of the items consistent with a Honda vehicle, also located various personal items consistent with a family traveling on vacation. Several items have been positively identified by family members as belonging to the Thonopili family. And police say they do confirm the fact that the vehicle that was seen going into the river was that of the Thonopili family. Early yesterday, Humboldt County Sheriff's called out to Myrtle Avenue and 17th for the report of a car prowler. Upon arrival there, deputies found three white men in their 20s looking into vehicle windows. When deputies got there, the men fled. Deputies were able to apprehend one of the suspects, 19-year-old Thomas William Carlson of Eureka. Carlson booked into the Humboldt County Jail for resisting arrest and carrying a concealed dagger. Anyone who observes suspicious activity like that should reach out to police. Well, Brookings City Manager Gary Milliman has announced his retirement. Mayor Jake Piper saying that Milliman served as Brookings City Manager for more than 10 years and completed 45 years of local government service in January. Piper saying the City Council will be meeting to talk about options for selecting a new city manager. Milliman currently serves as chair of the Southwest Area Commission on Transportation and on the Board of Directors of the South Coast Development Council. An alternate member of the Border Coast Airport Authority, Milliman was instrumental in expanding the membership of that agency, which manages the Del Norte County Regional Airport, to include Brookings and Curry County. Humboldt State University has designated an area on the eastern portion of campus as a memorial grove, which will be a place to celebrate the lives of those who were a part of the HSU community. The space is a redwood grove between the science buildings and the kinesiology and athletics building. Students using the space to relax and study between classes, and it has some trails and casual seating areas. Plans call for the first such memorial to honor David Josiah Lawson, the HSU student killed nearly a year ago. It will be added sometime in the fall when students are more likely to take part in a ceremony. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.